The Torah tells us, V'yachalta, V'savata, U'v'irachta. From here we learn out the biblical commandment of benching, of Birchas Hamazon, grace after meals. And Birchas Hamazon is one of the few brachas. We have many mitzvahs which are biblical, in our Torah, but Birchas Hamazon is one of the few brachas which are d'oraisa, which are biblical. Most of the blessings we make, probably over 90%, are all rabbinical in nature. The bracha before a mitzvah, tzitzis, tefillin, matzah, birchas hanenin. It's very rare to find a bracha which is min haTorah. We have others which are debatable. The machlok is the Ramban and the Rambam regarding birchas haTorah. I mean the birchas haTorah we make in the morning, not the birchas haTorah at Kriyas haTorah. Everyone agrees that's rabbinical. There's a discussion, machlokes Rambam, another Rishonim by Havdalah, machlokes Rishonim by Birkas Kohanim. But either way, the bottom line is that by Birkas Hamazon, everyone agrees it's d'oraisa. There is a debate, as we'll see, the Gemara tells us in Brachas, I believe Daf Mem Tesam and Beis, that there's a machlokes how you interpret the pasuk v'yachalta v'savata. In other words, how much do you have to eat? Or what do you have to eat? What does it include when the Torah says v'yachalta v'savata? So I believe it's the opinion of Rabbi Meir that says v'yachalta, that you have to eat. Usually achila means kizayis. And v'savata is shtiyah. So in order to be chayiv and benching min haTorah, you need to eat and you have to drink. And the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is no. V'yachalta v'savata, it's achila sheyesh bo sevia. You have to eat enough food, you know, a kabeya, whatever the amount is, that v'savata. So that's a discussion in the Gemara, how we paskin, it's enough to eat a kizayis or a kabeya. We paskin to be chayev and benching min haTorah, you have to eat, you have to be v'savata. However, the post can bring down, all things being equal, since it's the Shita of Meir, but I think it's the Shita of the Rashba as well, who says to be chayev and benching min haTorah, you have to eat and drink. So therefore, in deference to the Rabbi Meir, the Rashba, etc., that all things being equal, if someone ate the same amount and they drank, you should give it to the one who ate the same amount, give it to the one who drank, because at least you're covered the derais according to everyone. So either way, Birkas Hamazon is a unique mitzvah in the sense it's one of the few brachas that are min haTorah. So there's an interesting Gemara on brachas daf Chaf Amud Beis. The Gemara talks about whether a Kaddish Baruch Hu gives a special treatment or not. So on one hand, it seems to be a apparent contradiction in the psukim. Asher lo yisa panim, we say God doesn't show his favoritism. However, in Birkas Kohanim, we say yisa Hashem panav elach. He does show us favoritism. So there's a lot of different explanations. One will say if for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Asara Shemei Tshuva, what has to do with Tshuva. But the Gemara tells us here in Brachas, Chaf Amud Beis, that how could God not show us favoritism? Because why? Because the Jewish people took upon their own, as we just pointed out, to be obligated to bench. Really, we only have to eat a Kedei Sevia. But you know what we did? We took upon ourselves, even a kezayis, even an olive side, we decided to bench. So of course, since we went out of our way to bench, even on a kezayis, so therefore, God treats us, well, it's a reciprocal relationship. So the kasha the Mefarshim ask is, there are many mitzvahs that we've taken on chumras. And, you know, the classic one is in Hilchas Nida, that the women of Machmer Al-Atzman, they've took on different chumras in Hilchas Nida. So why don't we say, why does the Gemara single out Birkas Hamazon as the reason why Hashem shows us favoritism? Why not show us favoritism from a list of other chumras that we have, and you know people have many chumras today. So, but here we're talking about the chumras in the Gemara. So, there's a famous answer from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon in Mishrei, on the pasuk Tov Ayin Hu Yivarach, he wants to explain as follows. That he wants to explain that, because the Gemara says that if you, in Brachas, Chacham Abeis, if you bench on a beya, you also, you know, it says kebeya over kezayis or kebeya. We know if you bench on a kebeya, on a kezayis, which is smaller, of course you can have bench on a kebeya. So why does the Gemara list both of them in the discussion? So the Gra, also based on a Zohar, he has a whole cheshbon that basically, that to eat a resavata is like you have a suda. So a suda is like three, the size of the volume of three eggs. And the Zohar says three beitzim equal 10 kezesim. So basically, based on the Zohar, the 10 kezesim equal kedei sevia. So the Vilna Gaon says, a person says, you know what, I have 10 kezesim in front of, I have all my food in front of me. If I eat the full amount of food I have, I'll be able to bench min ha-Torah. But if I don't, I won't be able to bench min ha-Torah. Perhaps me drabanan. You know what I'll do? So I'll just keep one kezayis for myself, and I'll find nine aniyim, nine poor people, and give it to them. And therefore, I'll make everyone happy. In other words, I'll make God very happy because I'll be in fulfillment of both sides of the Aseret HaDibros, the Ten Commandments. The first side is Ben Adam v'Makom, and the second side is Ben Adam v'Chaveiro. And to be a complete Jew, you got to keep both. And that's why Kivud Av Ve'Em is the perfect transition, because that's both a mitzvah Ben Adam v'Makom and Ben Adam v'Chaveiro. So the Vilna Gaon said, you know why Birkas HaMazon is singled out? Because of this, that a person could have eaten the food himself and eaten the kedesa via, but in order to give to others, so he shares his kedesa. So we have another one. So that's what we know, that when we have a zimun of 10, we add El Elkeinu, we bring God's name into it. So we see the greatness of Birkas HaMazon, the illusion of kezayis and kebeya, is that we are meticulous in both fulfilling mitzvahs ben adam l'makom and mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro. Or as other achronim write, that, like we mentioned before, the Gemara between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, about how much one is chayev in to fulfill the achata of a savata. So according to some opinions, Rav Meir, I believe it's kezayis, Rabbi Yehuda, it's a kebeya. So I think it's Yeshua Shmalko explains that if what happens if they're eating together, you could have a major machlokas. Both of them are going to take the shitas, as we find today, unfortunately, a lot of fighting over, you know, my Rebbe's right, this is the psak. So the best thing is always is to avoid machlokas, to make shalom, to be roez hanolad. So they were roez hanolad, they decided on their own, together, that if they're going to eat together, either they're all going to have less than a kezayis, or they're all going to have more than a kebeya. And therefore, there'll be no machokas. Everyone agrees less than a kezayis, you don't bench, and everyone agrees more than a kebeya, you do. So therefore, again, it's like the Vilna Gaon, the reason why Birkas HaMazon is singled out, because the kezayis and the kebeya in the Gemara is to single out the importance of mitzvahs ben adam l'makom and mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro. In fact, it's the Mesha Chochma, the Gemara, the Mesha Chochma in Parashas Tetzaveh. The Gemara in Baba Basra discusses on which stone, which Evan, will the Chomos Yushalayim be built? With the Beis HaMikdash, the walls from Yushalayim, where will it be built? So there's a Machokas in the Gemara. Will be the Shoam stone or the Yashbe? And everyone's arguing. The people are arguing. The Malachim are arguing. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it was the deal. Eilu v'yeilu divrokim chayim. He says, you're both right. We're going to need from We're going to need stones from the Shoam and stones from the Yashbe. So the Meshech Chachma says, what's the Pshat? So the Meshech Chachma explains, because where does stones, where is the Shoam? The Shoam was on the Ephod. And the Gemara tells us, I believe in Zvachim, that the Ephod was atoned for the sin of Avodah Zarah. So therefore, we need to, in order for the Beis HaMikdash to be up, we have to be meticulous on Adam L'makom. We can't have Avodah Zarah around. And the other brain says the Yashbe. The Yashbe comes from the Choshen. That has to deal with Dinei Mamonos. That's Kapara for Mitzvot Ben Adam L'chaveiro. People are not being honest in business. So, which one are we lacking? Which one do we need to build the Beis HaMikdash? The answer is both. Kedain v'kedain. We need both. We need the Shohem and the Yashbi. We need the Adam L'makom and the Adam L'chaveiro. That's where Mordechai Willig always points out. That's what we know. The Gemara Tel Chazal tell us, why was the Beis HaMikdash Rishon destroyed? Because of Gimel Averos. And the Bayesheni was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. So the Mikdash Rishon, the Gimel Averos, that represents Mitzvahs ben Adam L'makom. If you're lacking in Mitzvahs ben Adam L'makom, you can't have a Beis HaMikdash. And Mikdash Sheni, we had Sinas Chinam, so if you don't have Ben Adam L'chaveiro, you can't have Ben Adam L'chaveiro. You can't have a Beis HaMikdash. In fact, that's what the Meshech Chachma points out as well. I believe in Parshas Vayera, when they talk about the name of Yerushalayim, Avram, where does it come from? So Yerei, Avram called the Yira, and Shem called it Shalem, Yerushalayim. So Avram called it, you know, Yira, that's Menanam L'makom, Yira Hashem, Hashem Yira, and Shalem means Menanam L'chaveiro. So for Yerushalayim, that's what the name means. The first part of the name means Menanam L'makom. The second part, if you're lacking in either the first part of the name, Yeru, Yirei, or Shalem, you won't be able to have a Beis HaMikdash. And that's what they point out as well. The Rambam in Perish HaMishnayis talks about, we read it every day, Eilos Rambam Shehem Lamshir, and it goes through the different mitzvahs, and it says, V'tama Torah K'negra Kulam. So we know, the Rambam points out, we know if you do mitzvahs B'Adam L'makom, you get Tzchar in Olam Haba. But for B'Adam L'chaveiro, it's got, you get plus two, you get Tzchar in this world and in the next world. And then it says, V'talmud Torah k'neged kulam. But why? Because, as the Gemara says, Talmud may be l'idei ma'isa. In other words, if you don't learn, you're not going to know what to do. So therefore, ultimately, that's why Talmud Torah is k'neged kulam. Or, as other greats, Rav Aaron Cohen and others point out, Yisrael Salanter, that the ultimate mitzvah Adam L'chaveiro is Talmud Torah, because, as I think as Yisrael Salanter used to say, how the soldier will do depends how someone's davening in France or wherever they may be. But the point being is, it's a Ben Adam L'makom and Ben Adam L'chaveiro are linked. That's the greatness of Birkas HaMazon. Why? Because of the Birkas HaMazon, Ben Shein HaKazayis, God, that was the deciding factor. We have many mitzvahs with Makom Rambam because Birkas HaMazon represents Ben Adam L'makom and Adam L'chaveiro, that you avoid Machokes, you have less than a Kazayas or more than a Kabeya. Or instead of eating all the whole meal yourself, you share with Aniyim. It represents the combination of Ben Adam L'makom and Chaveiro, and that's what it says. The Chomos Yerushalayim will be built either from the Shoam and the Yashbi. The Shoam comes from the Eifo, which is Mechaper and Avodah Zarah, the Yashbi on Dinei Mamonos, Chosha Mishpat, and that's Yerushalayim, Yirei and Shalem, and that's the Beis HaMikdash Rishon, and Sheni, Gimel Averis, and Sinas Chinam, because ultimately to keep Yerushalayim, we have to be meticulous in our mitzvahs, Ben Adam L'makom and Chaveiro, and that's what we do from, we had the Shrosha, the Perniosa, we had the 3 weeks, and now we're in the middle of the Shevet and the Chemta. In order, you know, these are the time period now, between now and Rosh Hashanah, and we have to be work on our ben adam l'makom, as well as our ben adam l'chaveiro.